In this weekly meditation, we'll be stressing living in an iconic world. And we're going to be using two verses from the Quran to orient us. And the first is, we will show them our signs in the horizons and within themselves so that they may know the truth. And the signs, every aspect of the cosmos is a sign. In fact, Ibn Arabi said there are two mirrors. The first mirror of the divine is the cosmos, and the second mirror of the divine is the heart of the one who loves him. So each aspect of the outer world is, in fact, an ayat. Each aspect is a relationship with the totality, and within those relationships, we can find portals to the divine. Every aspect of our own being within us is an ayat, whether it's a physiological, the fact that we have 20 billion cells and 30 billion microbes all working in a deep ecological harmony, guided by a very deep intelligence, all of any aspect of which is a sign that we could contemplate, that we could meditate upon. Each ayat you could consider an envelope from beyond, holding a message just for you. And it isn't just the physiological, but the emotional, our emotional relationships, the love that we hold for our children, for our spouse, for our parents, our friends. Each relationship is an ayat. It tells us something about the divine relationship with that which it's created. Each relationship is like an envelope with a message inside it. So to enter into this attunement, so to speak, this way of being, this way of living, actually, we'll do a practice together. And first we'll go back to the first inner ablution and watch our breath and allow it to self-clarify, emptying any of the heavy impressions of the world around us or within us. And after we've done that for a time, we will then use that more refined, radiant breath to open to clear the dust from the surface of the mirror of the heart. And breathing in to that area behind the sternum, about a hand's width, about a third of the way down from the top of the sternum. Breathing and massaging and being present and opening, allowing it to open into a boundless space of the heart. And then the third inner evolution is the zikr, la ana illa anta, making ever more room in the mirror of the heart by removing ourselves as much as possible. As I said earlier, in an earlier meditation, I believe, if you are trying to know someone, whether it's your spouse or your child or your parent or your friend, the best way to do that is to make as much room as possible for them in your heart and to know them from there, which by making more room for them means taking yourself out of the heart as much as you can to make room for them, to embrace them. This is what we're doing with it. That is an ayat in itself. That's a relationship, and that is an ayat. And it shows us something about our relationship with the divine. So we're going to do this zikr, la ana illa anta. Then we're going to open up more fully into an awareness, the kind of an awareness that allows us to live in an iconic world, ya khabir, khabir. the divine awareness. And then Yafatah, an opening or the unveiling. The opening of the letter, the opening of the icon, the opening of the ayat, so that we can receive the message that's in it for us. So it's watching our breath, letting itself clarify. And then at a certain point, when you feel that it has become vibrant and refined and luminous, light, breathe into the heart, the subtle heart, the Anahata chakra, the Latifa Siria, as the Sufis say. Massaging it and bringing your presence to it as you do, and letting the in-breath touch it and the out-breath touch it, caressing it like the morning breeze caresses your cheek when you arise, go outside. And this massaging, so to speak, of the breath, with the breath of the heart, with the breath, begins to kindle it in a way, brings our presence to it, makes us known to us, we become aware of it, and it begins to warm, and that is radiant discharge, or just like the breath discharge or let go of heavy impressions now. This warming of the heart is a letting go. And when there's this discharge, where there was where it once was, resting on the surface of the heart, mirror of the heart, now there's an empty space. So there's space beginning to develop. And our subjective realization of that space is a softening. So there's warmth, radiant discharge, softening, development of space, both somatic space or embodied space within our physicality. But also, as we're aware of it, it begins to unfurl into beyond our physicality, into the boundless space of the heart. Now the heart is beginning to be opened to a place of just sheer emptiness and paradoxically sheer fullness of being. And now we can begin the third ablution, La Ana Illa, in the solar plexus, Anta. La with the left shoulder going over the solar plexus, La Ana. There is no I all the way up above the crown. And then the head descends into the solar plexus, Illa, only, and then rises up into the space of the subtle heart, the mirror of the heart, Anta, Thou. There's no I, only Thou. And in reality, we cannot say that's absolutely correct. There's an I watching, otherwise there could not be a Thou in any case. But we are removing as much of the I as we can. La Ana Illa Anta. And then breathe into the heart, and the Sufi word is dak, to taste the divine. Breathe in and be present of what is in the mirror of the subtle heart. La Ana Illa Anta. Taste. La Ana Illa Anta. La Ana Illa Anta. La Ana Illa And now we'll add the two divine names that will allow us to enter into a world that which Ibn Arabi called God's vast world, or God's vast earth. And by that he meant he entered into a world of symbols, which he never returned from. He entered into that world at age 30, and he abided there thereafter. This is the world, the iconic world, the world of divine messages. Ya Khabir, awareness. Ya Fatah, opening. We could even add Ya Shahid, to witness. Ya Khabir. Breathe into the heart. Taste. Ya Fatah. Breathe into the heart. Be present. What's there? Ya Shahid. Ya Khabir. Ya Fatah. 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 You might do this 3 or 5 or 7 or even 11 recitations, but no more than that throughout the week. And then spend, after you've done reciting, the tasting is called dog. But then the drinking is called sharp. It's allowing that which is present to deeply penetrate and inform your being. So it's the drinking of the divine. So let's just be present for a moment and drink. Perhaps you can experience a very deep absorption within. in a sense, it's an experience of the beauty of the divine. One is deeply drawn into it. And there's even a reluctance to open one's eyes because we feel like we'll be drawn out of it back into the world of discrete entities, world of limitation. So we can see there's a distinction between these two worlds. But can you, at the end of your drinking, open your eyes and toggle between both worlds with your breath and presence? So you're breathing in, going into this inner knowing of the divine, breathing out, and somehow all the objects around you shimmer with that knowing. This is what Ibn Arabi called entering into God's vast world.